Coming up, we snuck in David, but I'd be remiss if I didn't bring in. I'm gonna bring in Maddie first. There's Maddie, and then we'll bring in David.
Hello, friend.
Oh my goodness! Look at this. We've got three colors here. I'm all green. You're all purple, and David's all blue down there.
I know. I asked David.
I have a few colors.
What are you doing tonight? I'm gonna go fuchsia.
Oh, Maddie, we can't hear you.
Oh, what?
He's kidding. He's totally kidding. You're fine. Your audio's fine.
It's too late for this. It's like 7:30 p.m. in the me and Jeff time zone. I'm bringing the energy. We're ready to roll. This is going to be great.
Last talk
about NetConf.
Oh, my gosh. What a great way to end this, talking about all the cool things you can do with Windows all day today, all the things that are happening, and to go into the future and talk about .NET MAUI. Oh, my goodness. I'm really looking forward to hearing more about this.
Good. Well, we've got some good stuff presented to share with you. I worked really, really hard on some animations here. As soon as you're ready to go, I've got some slides. Maddie's got some demos.
Fantastic. Demo. The stream is yours.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, 30 minutes, Jeff.
All right. So let's do some introductions. Maddie, what do you say?
Sounds good, David. Who are you?
That's a great question. So I am David Ortnow, Principal Program Manager with .NET. I have been working for the past 4 years with the Xamarin SDKs. So that's Android, iOS, UWP, and partner in crime, I think is what I usually refer to Maddie as. Maddie, go ahead and introduce
yourself. Hello, I'm Maddie. My camera just got blurry and not unblurred. Got unblurred, so we'll see if that stays. But yeah, I'm Maddie Legere. I'm Dave's partner in crime. Program manager also on the Xamarin and .NET teams. And Dave is kind of the guru of all things SDK and beautiful app design and all this cool stuff. And I just kind of sit in the background and make sure that when you build and deploy your apps, nothing breaks. So I'm the productivity
That's super important. That's what a lot of developers come to .NET for. So, all right, we've got a lot of content to cover. Let's go ahead and start digging. I like to start off with a story. So this story begins with, we talk to a lot of customers on a regular basis, big companies, small companies, independent developers, developers that work in teams of 30, 40, 50. I think we've even had, we've maxed out teams in terms of how many people can fit on a call sometimes. And I could tell this story that I'm about to tell about retail, about agriculture, about healthcare, really any kind of business you can imagine. This comes up over and over and over again. But where it really hit me the most was when we were talking to a financial company. And they had so many different investments across a variety of applications, but also, when they described their user base, it was a very broad range of use cases. And it's, we've been doing this for a long time. For like a decade, we've been shipping similar or exactly the same app experiences for mobile. It's unlikely that an iOS developer would just suddenly in the middle of the day switch to an Android device, but it is much more likely that they would go to their desktop. And so, the challenge here is not only delivering a consistent app experience with the same features, the same quality of service to all those devices, but making sure that it's seamless, making sure that it's platform specific, and then it meets the high expectations that users have these days for those app experiences, no matter where they are, that they can seamlessly continue to do their work. So how do we kind of unify this, and what does that look like for us? So we as Microsoft, we look at this as a challenge and say, okay, what can we do here? And then when we hear from customers such as this financial company is that they say, well, we've got, these iOS apps, these Android apps, these Windows, we've got a hidden Mac in a closet somewhere. And it's different teams with different skill sets all working on those different apps. And absolutely, you want to use the right tool for the job, that sort of thing. But at the same time, how do you beat your competitors to market? How do you maximize your investment across all of those different applications? And how do you deliver the same experience? If you've got one team over here working on Android and you've got another team over here working on Windows, is it the same experience? Are they sharing the user experience, the interactions, and all the same services in the same way? If there are different teams working in different languages, that becomes very, very difficult. And then as you look at all these different technologies and all the different demand that you have here, can you hire people? What's the career path look like for a developer if you choose one of these and you have a niche market that you can then work in for the rest of your career for just 2 years? I've been doing this for 26 plus years now. Maddie, how long have you been in professional career?
Three.
Yeah. She took a very different path than I did. I worked out there in the world for a long time and joined Microsoft 4 years ago, and she was a college hire intern. We think about these things, right? We think about career path. We think about the business side of it as well, hiring and recruiting and things like that. So, you know, what would this look like? What if you could have one technology, .NET Conf, where you could maximize that investment? And not only maximize the investment in terms of technology and training and things like that, but also when you have a singular focus on your application, not your Android application, your iOS application, your Windows, your Mac application, but your application as what it is, your customer experience, you now have a much more focused ability to deliver quality to your users, and you're maximizing all of your investment across the board. And this doesn't mean that you're homogenizing your user experience, but you're delivering the best of each platform in the way that your application should be expressed to them. And then, you know, what we love about .NET and what I think is a huge advantage here, and one of the reasons that we're so excited to be part of .NET 6 is that deep pool of developers. So you as an engineer having bought into, and I hear this a lot, and Maddie, you've probably heard this too. It's like, hey, I've invested in XAML, or I've invested in learning Xamarin, or I've invested in learning WPF or UWP or all, you know, ASP.NET, and now Blazor's the new thing, right? It's like, is my investment, that hard learning curve that we've all worked through, going to pay off for years, decades, hopefully for the majority of your career? And .NET has already proven to have a great track record there. So Maddie, my question to you, what would a solution look like? What would a solution look like that might deliver on these things?
Well, we've given you a couple sneak peeks throughout the day, I'd say, but you might have heard of .NET MAUI, .NET Multiplatform App UI, which is .NET 6's kind of solution to this beautifully animated problem Dave just laid out for us. You know, you can target all these different places with similar, if not the same experience. It's really tailored to what you need. But you can get that on Windows using WinUI. We just heard from the WinUI team. And if you're just tuning in for this, make sure you go rewind and watch that after, because that was an amazing talk. We have Mac with Catalyst, which is the latest and greatest, runs on the new Apple hardware, all of the cool stuff there. And then, of course, the kind of the bread and butter of what you get from .NET mobile development in the past with Xamarin, iOS, and Android. We're bringing these all together under one UI framework, all on .NET 6. It's going to be super zippy. It's all out in the open. Feel free to go check it out on GitHub right now, .NET/MAUI. And preview one dropped just recently. So you can start playing with the .NET 6 mobile bits. And at the end of this, we'll tell you a little bit about when to expect even more MAUI stuff. Here's our one-liner. So .NET MAUI, Multi-Platform App UI. It's an evolution of Xamarin Forms. So if you currently have a Xamarin Forms app, you don't have to throw it away, all right? It's just, we're bringing it into .NET 6. We're bringing it to .NET MAUI. You're going to get these new desktop scenarios. And then our UI controls. So if you're an existing Xamarin developer, the biggest difference you're going to see is your UI controls are rebuilt from the ground up for performance and extensibility. If you're not a Xamarin developer, no problem. File new MAUI app. Then guess what? iOS, Android, Mac, Windows with WinUI 3. All right there. Bam. File new. And we've been talking to a ton of customers about this. I think we tallied up the other day. There's been like at least one or two a week since 2021 started. And this one here, Volatia, is a European airline, and they wanted to reinvent their mobile app. So they chose Xamarin Forms, and are planning to migrate to MAUI. And you also heard Dan Roth talk about an hour ago about the postage. And how they had a Blazor app and they were going to bring it to desktop with MAUI, but they also had a mobile app with Xamarin and Xamarin Forms. And all of these experiences are just getting pushed together. And you know, this is the perfect example of what Dave's slides showed, these companies that are trying to standardize on one technology where they can hire .NET developers or you know, build one backend that they share throughout all of their front ends, all those things. And MAUI is really the solution for that with .NET.
Yeah. So one thing, I'll jump in and interject there, because I thought about this and I didn't say it earlier. It's not to get rid of all those other technologies. No. It's to, you know, unify and complement. So even though you bring .NET to the table as your unified, I can share as much as I can. I can move really fast and still get the best experience. And then where you need to, you bring in the Swift, you bring in the Kotlin, you bring in the Objective-C or the Java or C++, and you can mix and match. So it's definitely a both and, not an either or type scenario. And we even look at this at the other platforms that you can do .NET things with. You see the great embracing of Blazor and MAUI together. I think that's a really good harbinger. No, that's the bad one. What's the good one? It's good things to come. .NET developers.
Yeah, I like to think of it as augmenting the technology.
There you go. That's better than harbinger.
Right, there we go. So plenty of customer stories on the beautiful .NET website, which a former Xamarin, James Montemagno, has put a lot of work into.
Best friend in the whole world.
Yep, best friend in the whole world right there. Hi, James. So check that out. There's a ton of stories. You can read all about them. We're not going to spend a ton of time on them because we've already blown through 10 minutes of our 30 minutes, Dave. We got to keep rolling. Dave and I are notorious for going about 20 minutes over every talk.
Stop having so much fun.
All right. Well, Dave, you mentioned those native technologies. Well, let's talk about some of the pillars of client app development with MAUI. First and foremost, you want that native user interface, which means that when you open up your iOS app, and like Dave said, I'm an Android person. When I use an iPhone, it's like a whole new world for me. When I open my Android app, I want my Android date picker and I want my Android text box to look like it belongs on Android. Mm-hmm. And that's what you get by default with MAUI. Your Windows controls are going to look like Windows controls. And then when you open it on iOS, it's going to look like iOS. And of course, you can style those as much as you want to bring them really close together. But if you want to leave them as just vanilla native, you're welcome to. Of course, you have your native API access. So within C# and .NET, you can actually pull all these native APIs that you'd get from Windows. Of course, it's all .NET anyways, and Android and iOS, and stay within Visual Studio, stay within C#. And if you really want to, you can bump back out to those native platforms. And finally, you have the native performance. So because it's just a native app, it's a Windows app, it's an Android APK, it's an iOS IPA, not the beer, the app file. all those things, they are as zippy as if you wrote a native app yourself. So yeah, MAUI's great.
Awesome. So I want to talk next. I can get to see. Yeah, there we go. So how is this native? We get this question a lot. And we even see comments occasionally that said, oh, well, it doesn't really look and feel native. And it's just like, you kind of scratch your head because it really is native. So you as a developer, you spend your time in the app code, and that's really where you're most productive. It's thankfully also which builds the fastest in Visual Studio. And so we try our best to keep you there and so you can be productive with Hot Reload and a bunch of other things. And then you want to target with your app code Android, iOS, macOS, Windows. And those aren't the only platforms, but those are the platforms that we're focused on for .NET 6. It's where the majority of the usage is and where we can make the best impact here at this point. And we can extend that in the future. Now, how do you get there? And how does this technology sandwich essentially look? I didn't realize I was going to say sandwich, but it's totally a sandwich. So let's build the sandwich. Down at the bottom, you've got the .NET runtime. So your managed code and things like that, they're going to run here. And it's going to use the appropriate runtime per platform. So for mobile platforms, Mono is best suited. It's a lower memory footprint, less app size hit. And it's been doing it for, again, more than a decade. And so it's best suited for that scenario. Whereas Core CLR for macOS and for Windows, it has, you know, strong pedigree there. The good news is that no matter whether it's Mono or Core CLR, that really shouldn't make any difference to you because you're working against the .NET base class library. And so these are all the features and the functions with all the same signatures that you use, whether you're building a website, you're building a client app, you're building a console app, it's .NET. This is the .NET that you probably interact with for the most part. Now, in order to use Android, iOS, macOS, and Windows, you need an SDK that you can talk to with .NET. Android, of course, typically is either Java or Kotlin. iOS is Objective-C or Swift. macOS, similarly, Objective-C or Swift. But we have created bindings wherein we are calling into those SDKs directly. So when you, for example, do a UI button in iOS, you're actually getting a Objective-C UI button. Now, you don't want to have to write the Android code, the iOS code, the WinUI code separately and triple, or if in some cases quadruple your effort. That would kind of negate all the value proposition that we're pitching so far. We give you the .NET multi-platform app UI layer. And so again, this is the evolution of Xamarin Forms. We've got 7+ years of hard-won learnings from real apps in the wild, whether they are internal enterprise apps, they are business-to-business apps, they're actually in the app store winning awards and things like that. Check out the customer showcase. You'll find lots of really good examples. But this is where we do the work to abstract those things away, but not in such a way that you can't still get to all the platform details you need to. We just try to make it as convenient for you as possible. So let's talk a little bit more about what's actually in the box. So in the box, we have a whole set of pages. These are kind of the screen-to-screen constructs that you'll use. And we have another way that you can do this in addition to pages called Shell, where you can just very simply create all of these things. So it kind of condenses these five different concepts down into one. And then we have layouts. Flex Layout is the most recent one that we added based on the work that Facebook did with their Flex Layout. And it's very useful for spacing and for distributing content across the UI, such that, and obviously these are all based on mobile screens here, and we're talking about Windows and desktop. The great thing is that these layouts work very well for adapting across different screen sizes in real estate. And there's a whole, I actually had to update this, and I had to choose different colors because I was like, there's just too many things to make any sense of. And I apologize, they're not alphabetical. My skills didn't go that far. Wouldn't it be great if PowerPoint hit? Anyway, but there are so many great controls here in the box. And you know, and we on a regular basis, we go and compare, well, how does our control set look compared to other cross-platform or even single-platform options? And we're right up there. We've got tons of stuff at your fingertips for you to be able to build. But the good news is that you have the ability to also compose these together yourself into controls as you need them, or to even build your own custom controls. It's actually very easy to do. So in terms of native UI, you know, this I think illustrates very well why it's native. So content page, label, and picker are three common .NET MAUI controls that you would use. And when those are rendered or realized on the native platform, the handlers get called in .NET MAUI so that you're actually exercising the native platforms there. And you can see in the case of picker, it's actually a composite control based on a number of different sub-controls to give you a little bit of extra convenience there when you need it. I want to talk for a moment about what we've been doing for visual design. So by default, when you do a platform, you do a file new on any platform, you're going to get the default look and feel for that platform. But we know that developers and customers in general, about 90%+ of the time, the project demands that there is a level of consistency across platforms. You still want it to look and feel native to that platform, but you don't want it to be so different that it's confusing. And so we've added different visual design systems in the past, and we're going to continue working on this in .NET MAUI. We started with material design. So there are, I think, 7 or more controls, common controls. And I think the entry or the text field is a great example here because it's so unique to Android, where we implemented this design using Google's iOS library. And of course, you get it for default on Android. And so you can do that with material design. You can do it with Fluent. And so we're working towards supporting Fluent in .NET MAUI for .NET 6. And we'll see how many controls we can light up with this. We've got a pretty good strategy to do that. Here's the cool thing. So as a developer, you don't have to go looking for other controls. You've got an entry, which on .NET MAUI, this control is called an entry. And all you have to do is set the visual property. So in this particular case, I set visual equals to Fluent. And now that entry is going to be using the Fluent rendering. Similarly, you could do material, and you could have material and Fluent and default intermixed throughout your application as your design needs. So you don't have to make that decision once and now you're stuck with it. You have fine grain control and it cascades throughout your application. So it's a really powerful thing. Now, there's a bunch of other features that don't really fall into the category of pages and layouts and controls. And I call those platform features, kind of those characteristics that are common that you need to build apps. So dark and light mode is a really good example. This screen here also shows the different shapes that we've added, as well as some brushwork in there too, some paths and some clipping. That's a picture of myself and my youngest clipped there. So a bunch of these, accessibility, we try to make that as easy as possible, but you can still go down to the native platform to do accessibility things when you need to. We've got adaptive triggers, brushes, clipping, cross-platform lifecycle is coming in .NET MAUI. We do support CSS as well as styles. Some people, I guess, will call them XAML styles, but there's a whole styling API there. Data binding, we have compiled bindings, we have multi-bindings, we have relative bindings. It's really a powerful binding story for MVVM development altogether. Dual screen support. We've been there since the early betas and alphas of the Surface Duo. And we were there with a beautiful Xamarin TV app when we had the launch event. So you have all of that as well. Two pane view. Essentials for all the non-UI things that you need to be able to do, sensors and permissions, sharing, accessing contacts, all kinds of APIs that you need to use on a regular basis. And you can just write it once in a cross-platform way and not have to worry about how does Android handle it, how does Windows handle it, how does Mac handle it, and that sort of thing. And you can read on and on here. One of the other cool, exciting things that we'll be demoing when preview 2 of .NET 6 comes out is the Microsoft Extensions Host Builder pattern. So both the dependency injection service as well as the host builder, which if you're an ASP.NET developer, you may be familiar with it because I think it's pretty common there. And so many other things, and I probably didn't even list them all here, but especially if you have history doing .NET development with desktop platforms in the past, I think you'll find everything that you're looking for, maybe named slightly differently, because we are pretty platform agnostic in that way. We're not taking Windows to every platform. We are delivering a agnostic platform for you to develop against that then does the right platform thing no matter where it's running. All right. And then as if that's not enough, Maddie, we have all these amazing component vendors that have been for years developing components for the Xamarin ecosystem. And those come straight over to the .NET MAUI world. And the great thing is also because many of them, if not all of them, also have desktop components, we get to start unifying and they can start leveraging those things across all four of these target platforms. So really excited about that. We'll be showcasing more of that work as we get further into the .NET MAUI development. And by the way, Maddie, Jeff said that we can go long. So we've got like an extra hour and a half, I think. So here we go.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
Did you hear something? I didn't hear anything.
Well, good thing I only have a couple slides, quick demo. So we're chugging. Before I switch into my screen share, I just want to say, Dave, I love that you talk about how Maui is kind of like the 7 years of work that was put into the Xamarin platform getting brought into this new age or whatever. And I think I have been trying to think of the way to describe our developer experience as, you know, similar enough to what you get with Xamarin, like you're not losing anything. But it really is that same thing where we've got 7 years of all this research and just really incremental improvements, you know, release after release, where we've made this really powerful developer experience. And with .NET Maui, we get to bring it all over and kind of broaden the audience to who gets to use it.
Absolutely.
Pretty cool. So I'm going to show you a demo that you've seen like 12 times today. Great .NET Conf. And at first I was like, wow, I'm really bummed. You know, I knew Dimitri was going to show some XAML hot reload stuff, but like everybody did. I mean, most of the talks I tuned into today showed it. Then I was like, well, this is good because this is a Xamarin app. This is a Xamarin Forms app as it stands today. This is a current Xamarin Forms app. But this is the same experience you're going to get with .NET Maui, starting as early as some of the springtime previews. And you can see I have the same things that everybody has been bragging about all day for our desktop developers. First and foremost, these beautiful binding failures. You can pop right in from my app. I can go in, I can click right here and select elements, and it'll pop it up in my live visual tree right here. So I have a frame, that's a Xamarin Forms frame, but that's being brought up into this UWP app. And I can go in and I can inspect, I can scroll this way, see exactly where in my XAML it's defined. Super easy to navigate. And this is the same tooling, the same live visual tree. We didn't build it twice. We're just putting different data into it. We're putting in the data for the XAML app, for this Xamarin app. And I can go into my Windows app and see it's just a main page with all this stuff in it in here in this UWP project. So of course, just having the live visual tree isn't enough. You have hot reload. I can change my bindings, get my plant name to pop up. I can change data, I can change background colors. Let's go up to the top of the page, change this to the darkest green I have in my styles that are defined in my app.xaml. Might sound familiar to some of you. I can switch my pages and my tabs, and it's all the exact same developer experience that I'd get if I was doing UWP. If I was doing WinUI, they just showed that they have the XAML Hot Reload Toolkit. And also, the same experience I get when I'm doing Xamarin Forms for Android or iOS. So you don't have to learn a new tool chain or a new Hot Reload or anything to start developing with Xamarin Forms and with Maui, with .NET Maui. So hopefully you'll be up and running really quickly when the time comes to file new Maui app. So we're going to switch back to the slides because I want to show two GIFs. Perfect. Thanks, Jeff. He's the best. First and foremost, this is a demo I gave a couple months ago. I also was wearing dark green, but I didn't have cool lights. And this is an older iteration of this app. And that's actually running on a physical iPhone from VS for Windows. And I don't have a Mac connected. So this is using a feature called Hot Restart. So, you know, you're a developer, you have your Windows app, you open it up in .NET Maui, and then you're like, okay, well, now I want to bring this to iOS and Android. Android, pop open an emulator, maybe plug in a device. It's usually pretty easy. With iOS, you have to get a Mac traditionally and then build it on the Mac. And sometimes you can spit that build back over to Windows and remote a simulator. Or you can just move the whole project over to the Mac, use Visual Studio for Mac, which is an amazing tool. But not something that Windows developers are typically use. But with Visual Studio for Windows, you just plug in your iPhone. You don't have a Mac connected over the internet. You hit deploy, and you can start debugging it right there and do the same tooling experience you have with UWP, with other Xamarin Forms targets. So you have your hot reload, your live visual tree, all that good stuff. One more GIF, I think.
Yes.
Next slide. Yes. Oh my goodness. This is what I'm so excited about. So, okay. It wouldn't be fun if we just brought the same stuff over to Maui. That would kind of be boring. So we decided we were going to make the development experience even better with our simplified cross-platform single project initiative. So when you're writing a Xamarin Forms app, you have your .NET standard project, and then you have your Android and your iOS and your Windows project. With .NET 6, we just have one project. It's just a .NET 6 project. And in that, you can have all of your platform specific stuff, as well as a single place for shared images, shared app icons, fonts, launch screens, your manifest, your startup or your app.cs file. All of those things are going to be handled in one place, and you can debug to any of your targets without switching between projects. It's going to be super, super, super simple. So you'll file new .NET MAUI app. You'll start building. Maybe you'll start off with Windows, and you'll model it, you know, after what some of what you have now. Or if you're starting a whole new app, go for that. And then you'll just really quickly be able to see it on an iPhone, see it on an Android emulator, check it out, and you know that's using multi-targeting in VS. So very cool stuff we have coming down the line. So when can you get your hands on it? Oh, wait. No, hold on. No. Almost forgot. Most important slide, which I moved. You might have seen Dan Roth talk about an hour and a half ago about Blazor. Blazor is using .NET MAUI as basically a native app container to put your web apps on desktop. And Dan's demo also showed the mobile Blazor bindings on mobile as well, which is super cool on Android and iOS. But you'll be able to also embed your controls. So if you currently have a Blazor app and you want to start bringing it over to desktop, you might want to start working in some native experiences, but you're not quite ready to commit fully to a native client app yet, Blazor hybrid desktop using .NET MAUI is going to be the way to do it. And that's also part of .NET 6. Yeah, so now, when do I get my hands on .NET? Very exciting.
So before I do that, I just wanted to comment on this real quick, because I think this is again one of those things that when you experience it and seamlessly you can move between the web bits and the native client app stuff, it's really going to be pretty inspiring. I was hassling some of our engineering teammates the other day saying, now, wait a second, you know, I mean, like, isn't there like some bridging with JavaScript or something you have to do? Or, you know, surely, you know, it's not all this easy. You got to do some gymnastics, right? And they were like, no, it's all .NET. Just runs in the same space. I was like, sweet.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about it.
Every time we've seen Dan demo it internally, I'm like, this is amazing. And then watching his talk, it's the same demo he gave us internally. Like, it's nothing new, but I'm still like, this is amazing.
I know. Okay, cool. So, quickly, timeline stuff. So we ship with .NET. Although the installers, the workloads, and how you actually acquire the bits is still actually in progress, and we're implementing the specs and things like that, the timing and the cadence is .NET 6. So it's a little different if you're used to the Xamarin cadence of things. We will still react, of course, to what Android, iOS, and Mac do in terms of new releases and things like that. Preview 1 already shipped. It has the mobile bits in it. It has the runtime and the base class library. I would say that this is for contributors to be looking at. Those of you who don't mind bleeding a little bit, and you know, I mean, is labels look like labels, buttons look like buttons. Okay. Preview 2, .NET MAUI will be shipping some bits via a NuGet package. It will have the initial views, layouts, and of course, everything that's been merged. It has namespace changes for us. So Microsoft.MAUI is the namespace. And it will have Android, iOS, and macOS all running on Mono. Although we have some early core CLR things that we're looking at right now in terms of macOS and evaluating and seeing if that isn't the better way for us to go there. We have some flexibility. Still, I think this is a contributor release. If you're a typical app dev and you're not necessarily looking at contributing and you would rather spend your weekend watching sports or playing with the kids, I would recommend doing that. There you go. Play with the dog, Maddie. But preview 3 and preview 4, you're going to see a lot more useful things landing for .NET MAUI in terms of controls, layouts, pages. And we'll be doing a whole lot more shouting of those things. We'll do some demos, some live streams, as well as plenty of blogging. So really, this is for everybody. And this kind of leads us up to, the end of Q2 of the year. So in terms of timing, that's kind of when you can expect it. And what should you be doing with it? Build some apps. File new. Is what you should be doing with this, and see what you can build and how does it run for you, and open up issues, join us on Discord. Preview 5 and beyond up to release candidate status. This is going to be filling in gaps, responding to the feedback that we receive in the earlier releases. Everyone should be enjoying this. We're also going to, at this point, really start tackling the migration experience for those who have existing Xamarin bits. And then, you know, gosh, we saw that awesome presentation earlier today about the .NET upgrade. I don't even remember what they called it, but built on the tri-convert. Yeah, Kathy Sullivan, right? Isn't that who did that one? Yeah, that was so cool. I was like, wait a second. We want this. Let's do this. So that's when we'll start actually looking at that sort of stuff. I mean, we've obviously looked at it a little bit, but more of that is coming. Let's see here. So where is this happening? Of course, GitHub. Check out the MAUI repository. The actual engineering work is currently still in the Xamarin Forms repo, and then it gets synced up to MAUI. When the time is right, and I think that time is soon, the engineering team will start doing work directly in the MAUI repo. And I think the time is also coming soon when we'll be ready to start taking more pull requests and contributions. And then, of course, we have the Discord, which you can join. I would recommend not asking your how do I do this building apps type questions there. This is more for contributors and for those interested in talking architecture. We have other venues for asking kind of customer support questions. Maddie, what is this? What is this?
That's us. That's us in the infamous John Dick. This is the .NET community standup, live.dot.net. You might be familiar with that website. It's the best. First Thursday of every month, come join Dave and I and a special guest, whoever it is that month. For our community news, we go over blog posts, we go over contributions to Xamarin Forms in MAUI. And of course, we'll give you a .NET MAUI status report. So that's really the best way to get up-to-date info on what's up with MAUI. It's on Twitch and YouTube and everything. So the chat's always filled with shenanigans. But definitely come by. And we're always willing to answer any questions you throw at us at Community Standup too.
Exactly. We love interaction. You saw our Twitter handles before. We're pretty active on Twitter. One last call to action related to this whole ecosystem transition for us. We do have a monthly open source library maintainer sync. We have representation from some of these most popular platforms and libraries. It's a chance just to talk to the engineering team, find out what the latest news is. We're very transparent and candid about things. So if you're interested, you maintain a library, or you just want to be a fly in the wall, shoot me an email and I'll make sure you get an invitation to that. And with that, I'll throw up our handles. Please do follow us and ask us questions and things like that, especially if we don't get to the questions that Jeff may or may not have teed up for us.
We're only 6 minutes over.
Yeah, hey, well, I thought we sped up pretty well there at the end and didn't feel rushed.
6 minutes over. Look at that. Oh, my gosh. There's a lot of interest. And actually, you know, you called this out, David. Talking about the upgrade assistant earlier today, we saw Scott talk about it and Olya demo it during the keynote. Kathy went in deeper during her session. And wouldn't you know, if I have Xamarin Forms app, will there be a migration assistant?
Mm-hmm. So
I think there's a little bit of discussion.
There is. We're definitely going to have a tri-convert experience. And Kathy and I have been kind of asynchronously being like, we should talk about this. But, you know, really the focus for the .NET upgrade assistant has been .NET 5 as of late. Sure. During Kathy's talk, I DM'd her on Teams and I said, oh, my goodness, it has backups. And then I said, oh, my goodness, look at all the steps. It's so nice. I need this. So yes, Kathy and I and David and the rest of the Xamarin PM team are absolutely talking about how we can bring the closest part of the really core parts of that migration system to MAUI.
So. Keep people productive. And when we think about MAUI, multi-app user interface, there's a question here. With folks like Apple, starting with their own processors, the number of IoT devices and whatnot over the next few years, how are you going to upgrade and maintain MAUI so you can cope with all these different platforms?
Yeah. I mean, it's always a challenge. And so the M processor is one that's pretty straightforward and easy because we already have the iOS and the ARM 64 stuff. And so it was really just a matter of that's underestimating the value of what has happened here. But we needed the .NET runtime team to make all their stuff work on ARM 64 so that we could hit those processors as well. And from the moment that we had developer SDK kits or whatever we called those things, the little Mac minis, we had stuff running. So we were really, that's kind of a softball one because we were well suited for that particular one. But, you know, the great thing about MAUI is it's very future. Now, I want to say future proof. That's probably over promising, but we think a lot about, okay, how do we adopt the new thing Android releases, the new thing iOS releases, sure, the new M1 chip. We're always, you know, reading the crystal ball. What is Apple doing for desktop development? And so we've been doing that again, going on a decade or more. And so making sure that we not only keep up with those technological advancements, but that we're also keeping up with developer trends. You know, yeah, we've been doing XAML and MVVM for a long time, and we do it really well. But what's the new thing? Like, you see what Flutter is doing. You see what React Native has been doing. You see what Kotlin and the Jetpack Compose stuff is. What can we offer to .NET developers that is as productive and kind of learns from those things? Again, it's not an either or proposition. It's a both and. I mean, the architecture of MAUI is set up such that we can adapt pretty agile to those things. But then I'll also point to what Samsung does with the Tizen platform. You know, they come in and they're already working on the .NET MAUI architectural changes, but they deliver and they will be delivering .NET MAUI that runs on the refrigerator, that runs on, I used it on a massage chair console. It was like super cool. It was like a $5,000 massage chair, but like it had the whole, you know, touch screen and everything to set. Yeah, it was awesome. And I even did it like in the middle of back when we were allowed to be in person in conferences.
Okay.
And I was like, I totally shamelessly sat in this thing and just like played with it. I'm like, this is my technology. This is so cool. So partners can do that as well.
Scott, if you're watching, I need to expense a massage chair that I'm going to program with .NET.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you have that health, you know, you get some better.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate the two of you joining and telling us about the future with .NET MAUI. Thank you for for wrapping it up here.
Thank you. Congrats on another amazing .NET half.
Oh, yeah. Virtual high five. There we go. All righty. I will dismiss you, and I've got to wrap it up here. I've got a special guest to help wrap things up. There we go. And I would be remiss if I didn't bring on the executive producer, the head of all things .NET Conf. There she is, Beth Massey.
Hey Beth. How are y'all?
I think we made it.
Awesome. Awesome job. Awesome. Javier had to bail early. Yeah. His wife double booked him somewhere apparently. But he also is a key part of the show to keep it rolling. So thank you, Javier, wherever you are.
Sorry. Yeah, absolutely. Oh my goodness.
So
here we are, another 10 hours in the books. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and I'm hoping people enjoyed us picking the topic of Windows this time. I know that we have been doing a lot of web and mobile last year when we started this series. And also during the main event, we took a bunch of feedback, and one of the key pieces of feedback was Windows. So I think that, you know, we also had a lot of good things to share with .NET 5 around Windows desktop development. Thank you to the Windows team also coming in to talk about some of the work they're doing with Reunion and WinUI. So a lot of these, a lot of the moving parts behind the scenes to pull this together. And so kudos to our amazing speakers. Thank you so much. And thank you for sitting around and watching so long. We do have a swag bag giveaway from our sponsors. We did do the random drawing at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So,
Take a look at the list? Can we look at the list? All right, there it is.
There you go. There's all the winners, 25 swag bag giveaways. So you will be contacted by each of the sponsors. They will email you with instructions on how to get that swag to you. And congratulations again. And thank you for playing. And thank you for watching. So, woo!
Congratulations. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yes. And if you'd like to give us feedback on what you think the next focus topic should be, hit me up on Twitter at Beth Massey or Jeff C. Sharp Fritz. We are here to take your feedback. Someone actually mentioned they want just something on a very advanced conference. And I was thinking, like, focus on head exploding. And he liked that. No. So I think I need to work on the title a little bit. But yeah. So let us know what you think.
Our friend Mayoni Stevens might have some interesting topics if we were to get down into some of that uber performance tuning stuff.
Yeah. And so I don't really what advanced could be in any topic. It's just advanced. I don't know. Focus on the advance of .NET. I don't know. So we're here to take your feedback. So we've got a lot of, obviously you can do anything with .NET. So there's a bunch of topics that we could explore next, but.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Focus on link. No.
And focus on F sharp.
Focus on F sharp. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a topic that we're tossing around. Focus on diagnostics. Focus on, you know, we did a bunch of more broader general things like microservices, right? Where it's not necessarily an app model, but it's a technology area that we'd like to explore.
And we're seeing a little bit of that with various themes that are happening here on the Visual Studio Twitch channel. You're going to see little themes around each month around different topics. That's great to see. So we've got a lot of opportunity. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful night, middle of the night, morning, wherever you are. Time for dinner for me. So
yeah, absolutely. Everybody out there, you have a good one. And we'll see you we'll see them at Ignite next and Build and another .NET Conf. Yeah. So, all right, everybody. Take care.
See ya.